Welcome to the next summer signings episode of the Rocks Odd podcast. We welcome to the Rocks David Stone. Congrats on signing your first deal with the Rocks.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So you're a 6 foot point guard from Louisville, Kentucky. You had 2 years at East Tennessee State Buccaneers. Before that, you had a season at Kansas State after 2 years at JUCO. In your final year, you averaged over 12 points and 5 assists. ESPN told me that was 39th in the country for assists.
Yeah, it was higher than that, but I think a couple of my last games it kind of went down, but or some people went up, so it dropped down to 38, but it was like top 25 for a minute.
Oh, brilliant! So my first kind of main question to you: so how did you find your final kind of 2 years at the Buccaneers?
It was good. I had a part of a problem of coaching changes, so it was just more of me trying to adapt, playing in different systems. But once I got comfortable, I felt like knowing the offense and things like that, what the coaches wanted, I felt like things got better as more games was played.
Brilliant. So obviously you spent 2 years playing junior college. We've seen, for those in the UK, we have the chance to obviously through Netflix to see Last Chance U. So how tough's junior college, and how does you think it helped your experience become a pro basketball player?
I would say JUCO helped me a lot. I feel like it made me who I am today. It's a rough road, but if you keep your head on and stay locked in and focused, then everything will turn out great. But JUCO was the best 2 years of my life, I would say, because I had to stay down and grind and work every day. And my coach kept me level-headed and helped me through the whole process. And I had one of my childhood friends with me there. So that helped me a lot.
Is it just one of these things where not only do guys need to buy into a program for such a short time, but also need to then make sure they do enough for themselves?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I would say just like I said before, just getting in the gym, coming to practice, ready to practice. When game time come, you prepare for practice so much. Then when game time come, practice is harder than the game. So it's better for you. And at JUCO, we usually had pre-game practices. Like, we used to actually practice before a game. So I felt like that helped me a lot going into D1. And my JUCO coach just prepared me very well. And I still talk to him to this day. He still helps me with a lot of things. And it's just a lifelong relationship that I have with him.
That's brilliant. That's what you like to hear. And I speak to guys all the time who say that, like, either their first coach or their JUCO coach has been like a guy they still reach out to for that help and guidance. And I think that's, I suppose, for young guys like yourself trying to make it in the game, that's so important to have those relationships.
Yes, sir.
So, am I right in saying that you, as when you were in high school, were involved in some USA basketball stuff?
Yeah, I went to a couple training mini camps, and I went to the actual tryout, but I didn't make the cut. I got cut the first cut, but it was a great experience playing against some of the top players in the country. At that time, my first time going, I was playing against guys like Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum was there, Jalen Brunson, a lot of guys that's overseas, and just some of the top players in the country that was in my class also. And that experience helped me also. And just competing for 3 days against them, learning things from guys, just taking certain stuff from guys that like certain moves, just watching everybody and all in the same gym on three courts. It was definitely a blessing for me, and I feel like it expanded my game, just being able to be in the gym with a lot of guys that was more older than me, had a professional basketball game at the high school level already.
That's fascinating stuff. So obviously you did 2 years at JUCO, then you went to Kansas. What was the decision behind your move from Kansas to East Tennessee State, and what differences did you notice within programs?
I mean, it was like at Kansas State, it was a lot going on. I wasn't playing as much as I wanted to. So I feel like that was part of the reason why I transferred. But Everybody had their reason why I wasn't playing. But the differences between East Tennessee, I felt like that I played more here and I was able to show people what I was capable of doing, like how I wanted to do when coming out of JUCO. A lot of people knew who I was coming out of JUCO. I averaged 16 points and 10 assists. And then my numbers drastically dropped when I went to Kansas State and people was saying like what was going on. So just being able to show people what I can do, I feel like that's the biggest key. And when I get comfortable in an environment, I feel like my game expand more and more.
Yes, a lot of guys say that. Like they go and they choose a school, a college, good school, whatever else, and it doesn't all, it just, as you said, it doesn't always work out, and you look for better playing opportunities to, well, make, not necessarily make yourself a better player, but to give yourself that opportunity to show yourself off to the basketball world. So obviously, joining the Rocks, your kind of first pro deal. How excited are you to turn professional, and how would you describe your game for Rocks fans listening?
I'm very excited to start my professional career. It's something that I always wanted to do. The first time I touched the basketball, like when I was old enough to know that you can make money off playing basketball. So I'm very excited, and for my game style, for fans that haven't been able to see me play before, I would call myself a true point guard that can score at any time I want to, and just a competitor. I love to compete every day, in and out. I work on my game every day, so I just would say a true point guard that can score like at anytime, that can shoot the three ball very well, score at all three levels, floaters, layups, shooting off the dribble, catch and shoot.
That's all we can ask for. So how's your summer been? Like, what have you been up to getting ready for the season ahead?
Really just working on my body right now, just touching up stuff that I'm comfortable with doing, working on a couple new stuff. But really just working on my legs, being more explosive, being quick laterally, and just making better reads, quicker reads, because I know the game speeds up. So just not trying to get rattled playing against a couple pros before they left and played in the basketball tournament. And just I feel like playing against them helped me a lot, working out with them, seeing how they prepare. Those guys, guys that is guys I might be playing against when I come over there, and they had experiences playing overseas already. So I feel like just playing against them and working out with them helped me a lot.
That's an interesting thing you just said. What's that difference have you noticed between maybe your normal summer workouts to like this season and maybe being facing off or practicing with guys who are overseas pros? Is there different things you'd be able to pick up?
Just not really. I feel like this past year I really took my game to another level with working out with one of my assistant coaches, and I feel like that helped me a lot. And just the workouts that he put me through, it was like pro-like stuff, so it's helped me a lot. And then just the part when you was talking about working out with the guys that's already overseas, I feel like I fit in very quick, like just picking up on things. I'm very smart when it comes to basketball, so I think just learning different things that they do to use their moves, the lateral quickness, and just everything that I'm working on, just preparing for the professional level.
And on that, I obviously join the Rocks. What kind of conversations have you had with Coach Murray?
He told me that he want me to be the true point guard that he's seen on film, and come ready to play every game, and just things like that.
And have you had a chance to kind of research the league, or do you know any guys that currently play in the or have played in the BBL?
I did some research, but I don't really know nobody personally from my background or anybody that I know of, but I've seen, like, I've watched a couple guys' highlights from last year, and some I was on the page scrolling through the Glasgow Rocks page and just seeing how certain games, seeing the environment and things like that.
So from that, what from the kind of things Coach Murray's told you and things you've seen, is there anything that kind of stands out that excites you about joining Glasgow?
Just the environment and being able to play as a professional. I feel like you got to be professional coming hours away from home and just being comfortable. Once I get comfortable, I feel like then things will start rolling. But I don't think it's time for to wait until a certain time. I feel like from day one, I got to come in and be professional.
Brilliant, and that's what we want. So hopefully your high level of professionalism will hopefully lead the team to silverware and making playoffs and whatever else.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Nice one. David, that's been great. Good luck with the rest of your off season and good luck with the season ahead when you arrive in Glasgow.
Okay, thank you.